Okay, we are here at the U.S. Grains Council delegate meeting in San Diego. And with me is Lori. And Lori, can I have you introduce yourself for me, please?
Hi, I'm Lori Tiemann. My husband is Alan Tiemann, and he's on the Nebraska Corn Board.
All right, and Lori, you were on the Spouses program this morning, and you talked about a trip that you made last summer, and I'll just let you tell me a little bit about it on the, I guess, the journey of the corn.
The journey of the corn, correct. The U.S. Grains Council and America's Heartland got together and decided that they wanted to do an international travel. They had never done that before. And so Alan and I got elected, I guess. Alan, being on the Grains Council board, was a good person to choose. And with our involvement with the corn and things like that, we were chosen. Also, Nebraska was chosen because we have a PLA plant in Blair, Nebraska, which in turn is a segment of the show that we wanted to show. So that all worked together.
Well, I'm sure you learned a lot there, but what are some of the main things that you felt you got out of that trip?
Well, as I kind of said in my presentation this morning, I did not know what happened to our grain after it left Nebraska, and it was a great opportunity to for me to see what products, co-products, things like that, it all worked on. And once I got over to Taiwan to see that they've had the ingenuity to transform ours into cups, it was amazing. And also the DDGs, that was kind of a new area for me. I hadn't really explored that before, and being an alternative to the corn feed. So great opportunity out there is what I saw.
Now, this was made into a program from America's Heartland. Is it available for people to see?
It is in Nebraska. We have a couple different options. It's on our PBS channel. Also, the RFD channel, which previously was only carried on the Dish Networks, but our local cable channel is now carrying it too. So we have a couple opportunities to catch it.
Well, I think I've also seen that there are segments of it posted on YouTube.
Yes, there is. Yeah, exactly. The kind of behind-the-scenes type of thing. But in some cases, that's a little more relaxed, and it came across real good. But yes, it's also on YouTube. You're right.
Well, how did... I guess you spoke to the spouses there, and you mentioned that you really didn't know a whole lot about this. What was your main message to them of how they can get maybe more involved in the business and really know more about what it is that you're doing and how you impact on a global scale?
You're exactly right. You know, we women come here, we have a wonderful time, and, you know, we may ask our husbands, how was your day? But I think it's important to sit down with them and see what they are really doing. And now being involved with this, I am so impressed, and I think we women too. Me spreading the word back in Nebraska to my coworkers and things has just really turned the light bulb on for a lot of people, and I want to keep doing that.
All right. Thank you very much, Lori. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from San Diego.